This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr.
I'm Amy Holmes. Good morning. Many large chain retail stores reported their earnings for the second quarter this week. While the store's numbers may be down, it's actually not as bad as people feared. Here to help us decipher the numbers is New York Times retail reporter Stephanie Rosenblum. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with a store lots of people know, Home Depot. Their numbers are down, but analysts are still optimistic. Can you explain this?
Sure. This is the case with a lot of the big retailers right now who are very good at managing their expenses, their costs. And one of the things is that they can't drive demand for projects that consumers are not willing to spend money on right now. You know, very few people are saying, I'm going to overhaul my entire kitchen. So they're focusing on the things that they can control, and that impresses analysts. And they believe, you know, when you see analysts sort of driving the stock prices up on these companies, it's because they believe in the long-term health and strength of the retailer, and Home Depot is one that they, you know, based on how they're behaving, what they believe in.
So can you explain that a little bit more? When you say that they are just focusing on the things they can control, what are those things?
Those are it's essentially their bottom line. You know, they can't control how much consumers are willing to spend, but they can, you know, adjust their merchandise mix. They can, for instance, Home Depot has put more staff in its paint aisle where they have seen sales, you know, doing better. That's the case at Lowe's as well, actually, because those retailers are seeing sales that are stronger in their smaller, you know, $50 and under purchases. Things, you know, they're seeing more people repairing projects around the home as opposed to wholesale overhauling the kitchen or
interesting.
The bathroom.
So instead of putting in new granite countertops, people are saying, I'll slap up a new coat of paint.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's the best thing they can do. And this is a case, you're seeing this throughout retail right now, these chains basically slashing their inventory, reducing administrative costs, those sorts of things.
So you also reported last week, I believe, that school retail is down, though.
Yeah.
So what's happening there?
We're seeing, you know, parents being conservative in their shopping habits right now. We're hearing, listen, you can wear your jeans from last year. They still fit.
Oh,
you
don't no,
need-
Mom.
Yes, I know. You don't need new ones. And, you know, taken with a grain of salt, we are not done with the season yet, but the indicators thus far are not the best. And that was somewhat expected. It's not a huge surprise that people would be more conservative this year than they were in the past. So that's what we're seeing. And the reason people pay attention to that is it's typically a time of year when stores do a lot of business.
Stephanie, it's Lynn Scherr. Let's talk about the other end of the economic spectrum, luxury retail.
Sure.
How do you explain the success of these sites like Gilt and others that are selling off-price designer stuff, and they're still pretty pricey?
Well, it depends, you know, on what that is. And here's the little secret, I mean, which I don't think is so much of a secret, actually, but that there are people who have money.
And the rich are still rich?
Yes, some are. I mean, they may be less rich than they were, but compared to much of America, they still have money. And people feel that they want a deal, so they may be willing to spend for some things, but this mentality of paying full price has really seeped in. And, you know, thrift is becoming not just, you know, it's not a trend. It seems to be becoming a habit with people.
So thrift is the new black, I think, is our takeaway.
Exactly. There's the takeaway.
That's exactly right.
Stephanie Rosenblum, thanks so much for joining us. That was Stephanie Rosenblum, New York Times reporter.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.